Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven, and I have a cold. A friend of mine likes to point out that often asking what something means isn't actually that helpful. But rather, if you ask the question, why did this endure? Why is this still around? Why are we still talking about it? That is a much more interesting question. I think he has a point. Hydrox cookies came out 4 years before Oreos, but they could never shake off the perception of being a knockoff. My iPhone looks nothing like the landline phones that came before it, yet the icon, the button that I push to make a call, looks like an old-fashioned handset. And why does Gmail still use an envelope in its logo? Why have these endured? It's an interesting question. And even with technology continuing to grow and reinvent itself, there still seems to be a trend of nostalgia.
Nostalgia. It's delicate. But potent.
Instant cameras, vinyl records, TV show reunions. Whether it's unique to this generation or not, a lot of people are revisiting things from their past. Like Jimmy Fallon and TV show theme songs.
I think I miss it. I think it's something that's going away from our world. And I grew up with that stuff, and I think...
Yes, yeah.
Shows don't have theme songs
as
anymore.
As we should.
Theme songs on great sitcoms are like other characters.
I think America wants theme songs. Like, what's your favorite theme song?
Hands down, the Jeffersons. Theme song to the Jeffersons.
Jeffersons. Love the Jeffersons. That was a great one.
Classic.
I know that. I know that one.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. I took a whole lot of trying just to get off that hill.
What's the difference between the television shows made 20 years ago and the ones made today?
I mean, I feel like younger kids today are like older and wiser than I certainly was at 10, 11, 12 years old.
Yep, that's Elizabeth Kiefer.
I'm a writer at Refinery 29. I work on the entertainment section. But I think, like, you know, we make television differently for that reason now, for a wider appreciation range. And so, you know, my parents never would have wanted to watch Saved by the Bell with me, which is probably one of the reasons we watched it when they weren't home. But, I can't imagine wanting to watch Saved by the Bell with, like, really anyone ever again, other than for purely nostalgic purposes.
So you wrote this article about Saved by the Bell. But why that show?
You know, my life, my TV viewing life, I suppose. I tend to go back and rewatch things instead of maybe starting new shows. You know, I've watched a lot of the shows that I was watching while I was younger over and over again, but I haven't actually revisited Saved by the Bell in a long time. And I suspect that one of the reasons that that's true is because it didn't actually crop up during a great part of youth. was like a, it was a tough period, but for that reason, you know, I haven't returned to Saved by the Bell. And then it seemed like, hey, maybe this would be a fun thing to like look back at and sort of explore a little bit, and really think about why did I love it then and why haven't I returned to it now? It's tough being a kid whose parents are splitting up. There weren't as many people to like kind of talk to about it anecdotally. My parents were still trying to figure out, okay, well, what does that really look like for us in terms of our family and our time together? And so my mom went back to work. She was kind of dealing with her own stuff, as was my father. And I think, you know, we had less parental oversight perhaps for a period of time, not like a dangerous or like weird or neglectful way. It was just more like, you know, I was old enough at that point to be a kid with a key to the front door and to let myself in after school with my sister and make a snack and kind of camp out for a while before anybody came home. We had a tiny television that sat in our kitchen. It had a built-in VCR. And yeah, we would sit in our little yellow kitchen and have a snack and turn that on while we did homework and have it playing in the background. But I think also because like they were older, like the stars of the show were older than we were, they kind of, in a weird way, it like felt like maybe having a little bit of a babysitter.
Are there things you remember from watching it as a kid that have stayed with you today?
The episode where Jesse is applying to college and she's got her heart set on Stanford, and then the Stanford lady is really snotty and they like won't consider her and she's just totally crestfallen. And then, you know, her posse stages this whole like, well, Stanford isn't good enough for Jesse scenario, and like bolsters her confidence and all of that stuff. I remember at the time feeling like, you know, college was a long way off, like, you know, the better part of a decade. But I was anxious about that even as a kid, like, where will I go? What will I get into? And I think that was compounded by the fact that there's a little bit of a family rift, so he's looking for a place. So I think that episode in particular is one that I always remember when I really like want something and I don't know if I'm gonna get it, and I need to like kind of brush my shoulders off a little bit, like, hey, if it doesn't happen, then maybe that's not the right thing for you. It's funny because I kind of came of age when Friends was a lot more popular, so as a teenager that was really the show that I watched instead, and then later Sex and the City. And I think now we just in like on Instagram or whatever else, and with celebrities, we talk so often about squad goals, but I feel like Saved by the Bell was my original squad goal. Like, how can you like achieve this like group of, you know, eclectic friends who all have their own little archetype or persona and figure out like where you fit in. And it was funny because watching episodes of that again, it's like, you know, they're perfectly typecast in order to appeal to this wide swath of people who can self-identify with the different characters. But yeah, they really seem to like each other. It's pretty cute. It was a cute thing to look back on and to revisit for sure.
And just maybe through all the cheesiness of this pretend world and the hardships of real life, for 30 minutes a day, it actually is all right when you're saved by the bell. That's our show this week. Thanks again to Elizabeth Kiefer for sharing her story. And thanks to Jimmy Fallon, too, for singing theme songs. Thanks to Saved by the Bell. How great is this song? the song that you're listening to right now, yes, this was actually on TV, and they thought we would like it. We're on Twitter at CESO Show. That's S-E-E-S-O Show. And you can find that and more information at CESOshow.com. All right, see you next time.